Welcome back. Here we are. If you clicked play on this episode, you're interested in podcasting, content, business, marketing somehow. Today, we have a live example of what it's like to build out a podcast. Over the next 15 minutes, I'm going to talk to my friend Matt, and we're going to get down and dirty as to what his podcast strategy should be. I won't tell you the business model yet because we'll get to it, but I will tell you that this is extremely relevant for anybody who's starting a podcast to try to get leads or to try to grow their business. This is the B2B podcast strategy, the person to person, the human to human. So thank you for tuning in to this episode with my friend Matt. Now let's get to it.
What are the best practices if I'm a new podcaster and I've just started and I'm virtual? What am I going to do to make an impact to start? My energy, where do I look? How do I vocalize? Mm-hmm. What is my tone? Do I keep a good pace? How do I listen well? Do you have tricks that you can pull out for us and give us some advice on how that would be, what the best practices are to make it successful?
Well, yeah, I could give those, but I'd say like the coaching does start, like you mentioned, it does start with questions, you know? So like if you came in the door, it would just be questions. It would be me asking you, why are you doing this? You already have two other podcasts, right? Like, mm-hmm. Why do you want to do this one?
Because I'm crazy, dude.
There you go. Well, that's the start. And then there's about an hour of actually answering the question, you know?
Because I'm crazy. Yeah. I love crazy about content. I'm crazy about creation. Yep. And I'm crazy about storytelling. And I have way too many ideas. And I think that I need that many podcasts to actually, and one of them it's not really mine. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. You're working within it. Yeah.
So here we are on this podcast, starting this right now with and creating this. And as it goes, who knows what it's going to become? Yep. Who knows who I'm going to reach out to? You may have people that want to jump on this with me. I don't know. You probably know quite a few people. This could be one of those podcasts that becomes very popular in terms of storytelling, sales, marketing. I could see that working.
Yeah. And maybe so you take those three, right? And it's like, maybe I have a different view. Like I know a lot of people all day talk about storytelling. I do it a little bit in my content, but it's not like a fixture of my content. There you go. Maybe that's part of the angle, right? And your angle is storytelling is not an option. It's mandatory. If you want to do this, right? And then I could say, oh, I don't agree with that. Right. Mm-hmm. And so now we have a podcast, right? Because it's like, it's not like we're creating the general show where we get to just, every single tactic, we'll highlight everything. Yeah. Right. So yeah, that's kind of the way that I would couch it. And also, especially in this lens, I mean, you like sales, marketing, business, storytelling, it's like, okay, well, what are we doing differently? Is it just the studio? Is it just the professionalism? Or like, are we taking guests and then we're asking them questions that they haven't been asked before? Or am I planning the episodes ahead of time? And then this is a very like highly planned thing. And I'm not saying like, that's just an option, right? Like I do episodes that are scripted, every single word essentially scripted. And then I do others that I'm interviewing my clients and I just see what they're going to say. Right. So yeah, it's kind of like I think the angle is the natural next step. It's like, we have pillars. Our pillars will be sales, marketing, storytelling. And then within that, what are the opinions that we have about those things that other people don't have, where somebody like me might be, I don't think storytelling is that important. Yeah, but you're a podcaster. All you do is tell a story, you know? And so you start to, in us having this conversation, those things start to come out and you start telling me about how well storytelling has been the figment of my marketing and sales success. It's literally just being me telling my story. Okay, perfect. So then the intro to the podcast is, hey, I'm Matt, storytelling has gotten me where I am, right? And then that's part of your story that you would embed into the intro of the podcast. So then people would either agree with that and they would continue on, or they would disagree and they would go to another podcast.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But you let them know right up front. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's what this is about. If you're not telling stories right now, your business will probably fail.
Boom, boom. And that's the funnel, right? The funnel is they see you organically, maybe it's just the organic funnel, right? Like somewhere on social media, it could be LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, not sure, all the other platforms you're on. Then eventually, maybe they follow, right? So then they follow you. They see 8 to 12 more posts. And eventually they see a link to the podcast. Maybe they don't click the first time. Maybe they don't click the fifth, but eventually they click. And when they click, they judge the artwork. They read a little bit of the description and then they click play. And once they click play, you got that 30 to 60 seconds to bring them in. So if the first 4.5 seconds sounds like this.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
That right? That's a big effect, right? So what we do is we help you design that part so it actually brings people in, right?
Yeah, I'm there with you. I totally get that. And I thought about this particular podcast in that way, the intro, the beginning. Why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. Well, it's because I work with clients who are in their 50s, sometimes in their 60s, and they are dying, dude. Yep. Because they do not want to create content, and they're doing seminars and they're handing out flyers. It's like, you are going.
Like it's 1987. It's like the internet doesn't exist, right?
It's like, this is so antiquated. You know, you are going to fail.
Yep.
And so you've got an option here. You can work with me. I can show you how to set up a studio that is tight. You can sit down in that chair and you can start to share some of your wealth of knowledge with either a co-host or yourself. Mm-hmm. You can come up with 5 topics and talk about those topics, and you can put those out on a podcast once a month. We can cut those up for you. That's fine. But you got to do it and create a funnel around this. Okay. You get testimonials, you get people on your podcast, you get content, and you put it out. Otherwise, you're not building a personal brand. And if you're not building a personal brand for your business, I don't know what you're going to do. I mean, I get it. There are electricians, word of mouth. There are people who don't do that. There are, you know, people who do all kinds of jobs out there that may not necessarily need a podcast, like you said. But there's a lot that do need it.
Yeah.
There's more that do than don't.
Yeah. And if you could sell online, then you can market online, right? So it's like, if, yeah, my plumber doesn't need this. Like they, if they did it, they would make more money, but they don't need to do it, right? Like, I remember
they had the personality.
Yeah.
If they had the personality.
Yeah.
They could have a plumbing show that has, you know,
and that's
2 million
the top
views.
The 1% of the 1% of all plumbers will have the plumbing podcast, right? And they will be, that's why they're the best. And then they can teach people how to do it, right? Teach other plumbers how to do it, right? So, yeah, 100%, man, whether it's financial advisors, I mean, financial advisors is the big one. They're literally telling people, like, they're trying to use logic. But then they can't use that logic on creating content. You know, it's like, yeah, compound interest, consistency, you know, goal setting. Yeah, management.
Tax strategy.
It's like, dude, that's content right there, right?
Retirement.
That's how content works. Exactly. It's literally like the same thing.
If you're me, right? And I work with financial advisors every day. So that is what I sell to. Like I've taken companies, right, from, you know, $450 million in AUM to $2.2 billion. Wow. In 24 months, 36 months. So I just went in there and I started doing it, and it just, boom, company sold in like 3 years.
Whoa.
And then I got acquired in the deal, like to work for the, it's just, it went crazy. And then I saw this market and I went, wow, financial advisors really do not have very much marketing going on. And so therefore Storyseller Podcast, thinking about tailoring it toward the financial market.
I don't think that would be a bad idea. I think there's still gaps there. I think that having a, to use your word, unfiltered way of speaking to them, to kind of show them. I have a client who I coach, and he works with advisors as he works for NASDAQ. And then he has a side business where he helps advisors get on to create content. Mm-hmm. And he knows like five or 10 other business owners who do something similar. And it's just, especially in that niche. I mean, our biggest podcasts are in finance. So, I mean, I'm not a finance guy. Kind of similar thing happened to me, to be honest, man. Like, so yeah, I really see this, especially those niche financial concepts and things like that. Like, they are, if there's like a way to hedge your 401k or what, you know, those little things where like, I'll never be able, I don't know. I just don't go that deep, but there's entire podcasts to be made. Like, we're in the beginning of this. No doubt. You know?
So I could hire you to help me organize what this podcast should be on this call we're doing right now.
I was going to say, we just started. So
that's so funny.
Yeah, I love it, man.
You know, I'm thinking, like, because I have the resume, dude, like I'm the director of the digital experience at Transamerica. So I work on the retirement side. I work with financial advisors all day long. And if they see that title, they go, I'm going to listen to that podcast. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, leverage what you got, right? Yeah. I mean, listen, there's people my age doing it too, and they don't even have that kind of, you know, body of work and experience that you have too, which especially for an older financial advisor is going to matter a lot. That matters a lot. People, I'm not saying ageism. Ageism is a different thing. I'm saying vetting you before they work with you. So you also have that denser background that, like, the kid who got a million followers on TikTok talking about finance shit, like, they're not going to work with him, right? Like,
no, but they would work with somebody, even though I'm all tatted up. The funny thing is I'm professional. Like, everything I do is straight and narrow.
Man. Once you start talking, then they're like, oh yeah, this guy's legit. Like, he's a real professional.
I've never not sold a financial advisor on any of our products and services. Mm-hmm. I have a track record of 100%.
Yep.
So every time they get on a call with me, they're like, we want to work with you. We know, I'll get them more leads in 90 days than they've ever had. Yeah. Yeah. It could be like intro helping financial clients, you know, build portfolios of over $2 billion in AUM, you know, whatever. There's a story there. That's a great pitch.
I was going to say, I mean, if you could go from I take you to X, from X to Y using Z. Okay. Well, now we know. It's like, that's the good thing, because you can go more hyper-targeted. Like, think about, it's like, okay, I have an agency and that's what I do full-time. I don't have a full-time job. Like, I don't have anything else. Like, so I have to always be marketing, selling. That's why I didn't niche for 3 or 4 years. If it's a project that can be slowly built, then you can go actually, is that then the argument to go more hyper-targeted is actually, I think, a smarter idea. So just personally.
Makes sense. But people out there that have a full-time, you know, great gig.
I was going to say, that's a massive benefit, 100%.
Yeah, that's, you know, paying them, you know, exuberant amounts of money, and then they don't have to really worry about it. They can build this business on the side. The business can, honestly, this business that I'm building could be bigger than what I'm making now, even at the corporation. Yeah. Just because if I get 30 clients, I'm already excited.
Yeah, but you can do that at the pace that you want to do it, and then you have options, which is the ultimate freedom.
And you know how it is when you're working with clients, you want to say to them, you never want to give something away, but there's this part of you that Alex Hormozzi's it and goes, you know what? Just give it to them for free the first couple, because you're going to figure out what your service is going to be, what it's going to look like, and what you need to build for them in order to scale it and have it be successful. Yep. I don't necessarily have to do that because of my background. They will pay, but there is that part of me that never takes the full amount or tries to gouge, because especially when I'm learning a market. Because then I go, okay, I now know what you want and I know how I can help you. And if you give me a really good testimonial, hey, you know,
I know,
then we're golden, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's you learn the most from the hard clients, not the easy ones, right? So,
I'm
with you on that, man. Once you got us, you got us. Like, we're not going anywhere. You know, like, we're there for you. We're there for your business. It'll be to scale, to do whatever that specific thing is. For us, it'll be to launch and strategize and make sure there's those right listeners are coming in. It's like, yeah, I'm with you, man. It's always, if I can add value on top, I always will.
I feel you. Well, hey, this was a great conversation. I won't keep you a lot longer, but I do want people, and I do think this episode will eventually launch because it's a great episode. Where can people find you? Like, I saw we can book a call with you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so I have a link. So I have a Calendly link where if you want to just book directly with me, we can just talk through your podcast, whether that's building your audience or building the podcast or the business or a combination of those. Like, we are hyper focused on launching, building, growing the podcast. But as we've discussed in the last hour, it's just one piece of that larger puzzle. So if that's what you're looking to do, even if you just have that idea in the back of your head of like, I thought about launching a podcast on that. Okay, yeah. Let's chop it up. Let's do it. And then, LinkedIn's my biggest platform, Ryan R. Sullivan. If you type in Ryan R. Sullivan entrepreneur on Google, then all my stuff should come up. So
nice.
Instagram, I'm a rapper too. So if you can find that, then have fun.
It's like me. I mean, you see my stuff and it's like, okay, finance guy, but then wait a second, he made a horror icon slasher movie. It's like, what? Weird, dude, you know? Man. Hey, you know, you do what you got to do. Like, you evolve as an entrepreneur and you find different things that you're good at, and you never know where it's going to lead you. You just never know where that project is going to lead you as a creator.
I would have never thought I would be here, man, for real. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, me either. Me either. Hey, thanks for jumping on with me today. I appreciate it. I think some people are going to take some real value.
I agree.
From what we discussed, because it was just so powerful. Yeah, start a podcast. If you got passionate about something, right? I mean, start a podcast. And if you need help, call a coach. Like, seriously, I hired a coach a couple of months ago just to sort of help me with this business that I'm working on now. And so many ideas I would have never come up with.
For real.
It's valuable. So I'm actually going to work with you after this podcast. So people out there, I definitely highly recommend it.
Man, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you doing this podcast. Yeah, love the energy. And I can just tell you're trying to help people, man, which is that's our number one thing. We help people. So that's how we do it, man. Appreciate you.
You too, bro. Talk to you soon.
Got it. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.